The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Every year, the parents of Jesus used to go to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up for the feast as usual. When they were on their way home after the feast, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem without his parents knowing it. They assumed he was with the caravan, and it was only after a day's journey that they went to look for him among their relations and acquaintances. When they failed to find him, they went back to Jerusalem, looking for him everywhere. 3 days later, they found him in the temple, sitting among the doctors, listening to them and asking them questions. And all those who heard him were astounded at his intelligence and his replies. They were overcome when they saw him, and his mother said to him, "My child, why have you done this to us? See how worried your father and I have been looking for you." "Why were you looking for me?" he replied. "Did you not know that I must be busy with my father's affairs?" But they did not understand what he meant. He then went down with them and came to Nazareth, and lived under their authority. His mother stored up all these things in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and man. The Gospel of the Lord. For 30 years, Jesus lived the hidden life in Nazareth before he taught and worked in the public eye for 3 years. So there's a sense in which for every year he spent in public life, he spent 10 years, as it were, in homely life in Nazareth. And maybe there's a silent message there from God about the importance of family relationships and everyday work. Because the hands that were going to minister and bring healing and comfort were not too proud to maybe help in the garden with the weeding, or notched by the chisel and the splinter. The Son of the Eternal Father was happy to be known as the son of Joseph and Mary. The Word, who is the perfect image and expression of the Father, had to mature in human relationship as son, as cousin, as extended member of a family, as neighbor, as the lad down the road. I think that incident that we hear is often very typical of that age group, is it not? You know today yourself with your children or your grandchildren, if they're missing for a short time, the panic that ensues. Of course, they're probably latched up to their mobiles and all the different electronic age, so you know where they are. But if they go missing, you know exactly today how there's such an outcry all around. You're missing overnight, then there's a police search and everything. And St. Luke says it took 3 days. We might draw something from the 3 days, but can you imagine what Mary and Joseph felt like if it was 3 days that it took to find this child who'd been given to them, as it were, so specially? Every child, always remember that. That's why the children matter, all of them, even if they don't worry about them. Because God loves them, God made them, and it's new life, and we're thankful for that. So you can imagine what Mary and Joseph were going through. And that's Mary says, "My child, why have you done this to us?" And I think he answers, or it comes out from the gospel, very much as often you do. So, "Well, I thought you'd know where I was. We were all right. What's the worry? What's the trouble?" What we do know is, Jesus advanced in wisdom and grew in physical stature and matured in favorable relationships with God and with people. And that family, a family, is the greatest school in his life and in our life. Because in the family school, the principal subject are people, our brothers and sisters. And I know from Many years working and knowing children and speaking to them in school and all that, it's their brothers and sisters that annoy them. They're lovely, but they're not. And you know that. And it doesn't always change as we get a bit older. However, always on this Sunday, the bishop sends us a pastoral letter, but I didn't want to preface it by what I've said. He writes, "Dear sisters and brothers, it would be easy and understandable if we assumed a siege mentality about marriage and family life today. There are so many items in our society which clash head-on with what the Christian tradition holds dear about these fundamentally important relationships. Tragically, these relationships can go wrong. Some of us have experienced this, and we know how difficult it is to pick up the pieces and move on. Sadly, in responding to the things that can go wrong, our society enshrines in law and regulations elements of the causes of these disasters. Marriage and family relationships really do need strong and clear institutions to support them, while making sure that ways of dealing with breakdown do not become punishment for those who are already its victims. It requires great wisdom and sensitivity to find the right path in these matters." So then, what is this feast about? What do we celebrate? We celebrate the only thing we can, namely the presence of God in Christ in a family setting. This is not an over-idealized family, despite the presence in it of the source of all holiness, Jesus, and that of his mother, such an outstanding sign of holiness to all of us, and of Joseph, the holy man. Today's gospel is a very human story of a child lost and found and the anxiety of his parents. But we are invited to note the ultimate resolution in this crisis in the acceptance by all that I must be busy with my Father's business. We are called to allow God to be God in our family and marriage relationships. God's business in any family and marriage is that those involved may so experience love that they come to love each other increasingly and that they come to recognize the source of all love, namely God our Father. As St. John put it, think of the love that God has lavished on us by letting us be called God's children, and that is what we are. May I make two requests of parents and older children in our family in this year of faith and into the future. Find time to come together occasionally in prayer in the home. Family prayers are notoriously difficult to organize and have a propensity to dissolve into mirth. However, try it as a family exercise in 2013 and see what happens. It may be just a short reading from Scripture, a silence, or an Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory Be, or it may be a decade of the Rosary. Whatever you choose as your prayer, try to involve everyone. Share faith with each other. Parents may need to take the lead here, but older children may have important questions to address to the faith of the Church, and those questions need to be heard and dealt with. If answers do not readily come to hand, do consider discussing the issue within your parish community. We all work in the Lord's vineyard. A family that has made room for prayer and faith inquiry is most certainly busy about God's work. How about this for New Year's resolution? With every good wish and blessing from God in 2013, signed Bishop Christopher, who of course is sharing our feast because he's in our parish over on the Isles of Scilly.